Blog Talk Radio.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lam natzeya hal hagittit le'asav, 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 le'asav.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
Uzzenu, 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 uzzenu. Harninu l'Elohim uzzenu, 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 uzzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
L'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov. Hari'u l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov.
Take a psalm, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel, and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony, when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden, his hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Behold, behold, there I come, Emperor Selassie, I son. Hey, I've heard the word of my mom. She's calling me thanks and praise. Mom, you are so lovely, you're so lovely. I've got to find my mom, I've got to give her a couple kiss. Get a youth, try to take notice of this. And when the pressure keeps rolling on, hey, mom, you do your part. Yes, we keep holding strong. Boy, no question I ask. Daddy, he was so whole and gone. Working hard, there's a hard road to walk. You'll be giving I so much wrong. I overstand all those. Thanks and praise. Mom, you've been so lovely, you're the only. Hey Lord, thanks and praise. on your wish. This morning he's been blessed with a wonderful bliss. I've got to find my mom and give her a kiss. Guessing you take notice of this. And when hard times keep rolling on, hey, mom, you do your part. Daddy was so whole and gone. Boy, I wrote to walk. Yes, you keep holding strong. Me, me, my, no question I ask. You've been giving I really overstand your task. Let's give thanks and praise. Mom, you've been so lovely, you're lovely. Love you always. Can't forget the tenderness that you show me. Love mama, give thanks and praise. Mom, you've been so lovely, you're lovely. Love John, how does it pay to step away from the tenderness you show me. Love mama.
Here, Shema Yisrael, Hebrew first words. First words here for this eighth Rastafari sabbatical study here for this Shabbat Strong, Vayishlach, also called Vayishlach. Here, we call it according to the Afro-Semitic pointing, Vayishlach. Here, picking up with this eighth Rastafari sabbatical study here for this Shabbat Strong Hebrew first words. Here, Shema Yisrael. Vayishlach Ya'akov Malakim Lifanayo El Esau Achiyo Arza Seir Sidei Edom. And Jacob, Yaakov, sent messengers before him to Esau, to Esau, his brother, to the land of Seir, the field of Edom. Vayishlach Yaakov malakim lifanayo il Esau achiyo arza seir sidei Edom. Here, give ear. Hebrew first words right here, picking up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis, Genesis chapter 32. In the King James Version, we pick up with chapter 32, verse 3. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, to the land of Seir, the country of Edom. In the Masoretic, in the Hebrew Sefer Bereshith, in the Hebrew text, we pick up with the fourth verse, Genesis chapter 32, verse 4, with Vayishlach. Vayishlach Ya'akov malakim lifanayo il Esau achiyo arza seir sidei Edom. Hebrew first words. And Jacob sent, Vayishlach Ya'akov messengers malakim before him lifanayo to Esau, El Esau, his brother, Achio, to the land of Seir, Arza Seir, the field of Edom, the field of Adam, Sidei Edom, Hebrew first words, Vayishlach, and he sent.
And Jacob sent, and Jacob sent, and Jacob sent messengers, Melachim. That word also can be interpreted as angels using the translation it is. But the theme right here, this eighth sabbatical study, number eight, according to the science of the gods and earths, eight is build or destroy, eight, the two squares, eight, infinity. Right here, the eighth sabbatical study, Vayishlach, and he sent. So here the theme right here of sending. Jacob sent messengers, Selassie, I send them. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Glorious be to the Most High, so Rastafari. Oh, na, 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 na. Hey, it's the same rabbit. I just Selassie, I send them. Well, free music feeding. Well, to the Christian we call them, yeah, cause all the devil control them. Like, a Selassie I send them, well, some music up we play them, yeah. Mr. Rabbi, my best them, well, that's the gang come tell them, say that. We are jump over jungle, jump along a beach, dream and them need a back room. All we man and them will be cool and none be hungry. Put down all the gun and leave the train and all the bunkers. Not to the eye, well we ready for the people. All Rasta man and Boba man we all attack to. Say them and play, we are licking out the evil. Come down to the gang, come play a pity. As you love see, I send them, well, music will lead them. All the Christian we call them, well, God will never control them. But sometimes we tell them to feel out carnival. Them want me cross them and in them back and all. So me just say my foundation. That's why they play music, beat and everything. So we run the road. Music we have here for all the man them long as old. Easy me to fly your touch the gang run the road. You know you're the music them a ball out. Wish on the impossible and not see people. Play for all the dumb, the deaf, the blind and all the people. Oh, Mr. Style, how you humble and you grumble. Because we too comfortable so we tell them. I think the last see I send them. Well, that's the gang come we want them. Well, music and I need them, yes. Before we control them, well, come to the Christian, and the beat all back and this Rastaman, don't you know so you're ever wrong. Mr. Style play the music for 19 no long. Them a play for Bob Marley, Mr. Dutch and Hutch. Hold them for this when we know so we no nervous. A foundation, we dig the land. We set the plan and we buy the boat now. Look how long we are want them, say. King Selassie, I call them, say. But who the devil control them, hey. And the boy them never listen, say. King Selassie, say. See any man, say. Taxi gang, I fear them. Die! It's a 1 year past January morning. From now we are give out the warning. Some boy have to go try to some farming. Mr. Sire music be playing. Well from now bad man is talking. Well taxi gang don't you know them run the dick. And don't you know say we are being thing. Well fella be the man and sing. Oh na na, oh na 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 na. Oh na 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 na. Don't know what's this yet. Yo, DJ are instrumental combination. You never see this a history yet commit pandilan. Easy Mr. Fire and be the man and talk to young. Easy Mr. Bulby, you are foundation. Easy Lira Sartre, God, I know you are the dan. Do a sing song from 19, oh, long, we not.
a 1971. And long before that.
Adaptation of his earthly father's tomb right there. Selassie is a chapel. Now, in the original tomb, he says that man is the angel. That man is the angel. Now, when we look at, not angelology, I don't want to get into that right there, because the term angel is somewhat deceptive from a Western Gentile, whitewashed, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. From white Christianity, there's a lot of misconceptions of what we're speaking about. Here we have Y-Yishlach. Y-Yishlach. Yishlach. Mamarinya, we say Lakeh, Lakeh, to send, to send. So here we have Jacob, Yaakov, Jacob at a place called Mahanaim. Mahanaim. Mahana in Hebrew means camp, and Mahanaim means camps, at least two camps. Usually the Yod Mim, the Eim, usually is a doubling, at least two or more camps. So he came to a place, Mahanaim, and from there he sent forth messengers. Now, reading the Hebrew and looking at the Hebrew of it all, the same term for angels and messengers is basically one and the same. So getting to the root idea of what a angel in the singularity of Melak, Melak, as we have Dr. Malaku, Malaku, Malaku. Nobody remembers Dr. Malaku. Dr. Malaku Emmanuel Bayan. This is the one whom His Majesty Kadamawi Haile Selassie sent as a special emissary to Black America, to Yehuda, to Judah over here in captivity. Dr. Malaku. So Malaku means in the Amharic, his angel, or in a sense, the angel, his angel, Malaku. In the Hebrew, we have Malaak, 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 or Malak, Malak. Sounds very similar to Melek, Melek. They're not the same, but there is an interesting similarity in the two, Melek, king, and Malaak, Malaak. When we look at the glyphs, there is a nuance and difference in the glyphs, thus the proper saying Melek, Melek from Malak, and then we have Malaak, Malaak. That little nuance there makes a big difference, but there is a similarity. So the idea of this eighth sabbatical study here in the Shemesta, Y-Yishlach, 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 and he sent. Jacob, here he sends messengers. He sends his own, quote, angels, his own messengers. So an angel is a messenger, and a message is something sent. So there's a nuance, there's a link between messenger, right, and the message, even in the whole Jacob's ladder, angels ascending and descending. In a metaphysical interpretation of the ladder, we can see like the spinal column and the messengers that go up and down the spinal column, you know, to the heaven, to the head, the higher areas, and to the heart like Zion, and then to the earth and the lower earth, the lower parts of the physical anatomy. So a likeness of man being created in his image after his likeness, male, female, he created them. But here, for this eighth sabbatical study, Wa and Yishlach, Yishlak, Wa Yishlach, Wa Yishlach. Bamarinya and Amharic, we have Lakeh, Lakeh, getting to the root, he sent, he sent. He sent those who were sent. And those who are sent are called messengers, or in many translations in other areas, they would call it angels, angels. Now, this is the first word of the Parsha here in the season, the Shemesta, this Torah reading and feeding. Interesting, the word Parsha, which could be like a portion in a sense, Parshio, portions, and the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, the Metzhafeh, the book of Kufale. Kufale are the divisions, divisions of time, right? Noteworthy divisions of time, as we have in this time here, the eighth sabbatical reading and feeding. So here we have the eight, and the number eight, right? For this weekly, this Shabuah, this sabbatical strong. in Ainai annual Yehudi Judaic Lion of the Tribe of Judah cycle of Torah readings and feedings. Now here constitutes Genesis. Picking up here with the first book, the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 32. Picking up with the fourth verse, KJV wise, to chapter 36, verse 43. Now we, Yehudi, Yehudim, and we the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, here in the diaspora, over here in this Western Gentile world, we read it in the eighth Sabbath, Shabbat, and the Shabbat referring to that seventh day, but also to the Shabuah from Shabbat, from the Hebrew word for seven. The Shabuah is like the weak or the strong, the 7 days. So here in this eighth Shabuah, for the eighth Sabbath, Shabbat, after the joy of the Torah, known as the Simchat Torah, generally it's in like late November, roughly, or around December. Now, here in this reading and feeding, we have Jacob, Yaakov, the patriarch Jacob. He reconciles or seeks a reconciliation with his brother, brother Esau or Esau. After wrestling with a, quote, man. Now, here we get the revelation, right, of the man, the angel, and the Elohim, or the man, angel, God revelation here. Because the man who Yaakov, who the patriarch Jacob, who he wrestles with, right, at one instance, he is a man. He first appears to be a man. Then, as the revelation is revealing, he is a malach. He is an angel, a messenger, right? And then Jacob recognizes that he has encountered Ha Elohim, Ha'ilahim, the power himself. And the name of that place is Peniel. Peniel. Now, Peniel is a Hebrew term, but it sounds a lot similar, right, to the scientific medical term for a place in the mind, in the brain area called the pineal. So many make the kind of connection, somewhat generally speaking, of the pineal, right, the pineal, like the pineal gland, the pineal area, and this place, Peniel. Now, Peniel comes from two Hebrew words, the panai, or using the plural sense of panim. Panim is like the face, right? The face, interesting, the word of face, panim. Panim, it ends up a yad mim, the im. And the im, as we mentioned, is the masculine pluraling of a basic word. So we have like Elohim, right? So here we have two or more in the sense of two or more. It's also used in the sense of like greatness, something that's great. Like you say, very, very, this was good, 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 good. You know, we double over words to kind of emphasize, you know, how much it was like the basic word means. But the term panim, panayim, panim, or otherwise pointed as fana, fanim, means faces. But then an interesting thing about this is that face, Hebraically, and faces. The face is in two parts. Did you notice the face? If you look at a face, a general face, right, any of y'all like artists, sketch artists, we used to do that and have some, you know, skill and calling towards art and sketching. The face is interesting, and also beauty. Beauty is often termed scientifically, in a sense, scientifically, as symmetry. Symmetry, something that is symmetrical or balanced in symmetry, is often pleasing to the eye and taken often as beauty, even though they say that beauty's in the eye of the beholder. But the face is basically two halves. If you look at an average face front on, the face is two halves, right? You have two eyes, one eye usually on one side, the other eye on the other side. You have the nose and two nostrils also on the two sides of the face, the left side of the face, the right side of the face. The mouth usually extends across both sides. So you can look at the face and see the face in two sides. It's two sides of the face. So the word for face in the Hebrew can be translated, often sometimes it's translated in a singular sense, but the Hebrew word is actually dual. It's also like the word for Elohim, the word for God in that sense. The thing that makes it singularity when speaking of Yahweh, hey, Yahweh, Jehovah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, is that the verb usually when speaking of the true good, the true God, Elohim, is usually singular. He's using singular. So saying he, the powers, but the powers are not like powers they, but they're like powers he created the heaven and the earth, to use that as an example. But here, looking at the word pani, face and faces, literally it's faces. So it can mean a lot of different faces, but in the sense of the face has two hemispheres. The face has two aspects or two sides. So many of us look at that being the Hebrew root idea for this word for face. So I point that out because it's at the root of this place where Yaakov, where Jacob, the patriarch Jacob, he wrestles with the man, the angel, the God, the man, angel, God revelation. And we say this based on reading, and in reading we see that first the man appears to be a man, then the man appears to him to be an angel, and then after the whole incident is fulfilled, he says that he has, like, you know, seen, you know, Hailahim, the power, you know, face to face, you know, and his life is preserved, you know, his soul is spared, you know, like he was able to encounter the true good, the true God. Now, here's what's interesting about this revelation. So here's one of the earliest of the Hebrew revelations. When we're in Genesis, we can look at even the books of the Torah, even the books of the scripture, in a Jacob's ladder sense. It begins out with some basic theological ideas, basic, first we could say, theological concepts. And then as we continue to study in the scripture and the other books, we can see refinement of these ideas. In fact, here at this eighth sabbatical study, right, Vayishlach, we have already covered the primary names of the deity and divinity in their first revelatory aspects. And then we check with the Book of Jubilees, the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, that will further give us the context right here. But here, just to kind of zoom in on that first of the points here, there's some very interesting talking points, reasoning points here in this eighth sabbatical study. One of them is that Jacob, Yaakov, he seeks to reconcile with Esau, his brother. And this is after he wrestled with a man, an angel, with God. Man, angel, God. Man, angel, God. And this is kind of building on HaShalosh HaKadosh, or the Holy Trinity, or the three, the Shalosh Anashim. Shalosh, three Anashim, men, or Hebraically, three mortal men. So we get the three mortal men that came to visit Abinu Abraham, Father Abraham, right, in the plains of Moreh, you know, with the tree is also right there. It's kind of hidden by the translator. The translator says the plain. He was in the plain, P-L-A-I-N. But the Hebrew brings out Eloni. Eloni is like a strong tree. It's like a strong tree. And we have to admit that even with Buddha on a certain level, they talk about this tree and Brahma and the name Abraham, Brahma, and the fact that we're these three mortal men who we get to see that one of them is the manifest Yahuwah or Jehovah that speaks to Abraham, that they met him where he was dwelling in a place where the Hebrew scripture signifies a God tree. there was a God tree, a strong tree. Some would translate it as a terebinth. Terebinth, or a strong oak tree, was found in this particular area. But I point to this because this is interesting. The Hebrew scripture says that though the ones they call the three angels, the Bible doesn't call them three angels. The Bible calls it three men, three mortal men. One of the three men is identified as being Yahweh, as being Jehovah that speaks to Abraham. The other two are identified according to the narrator and writer of Genesis, right, as being two angels, and they go forward to see whether what was heard, the cries of Sodom and Gomorrah, are really like that. So here in the scripture, we see that the Almighty revealing himself in and through man, his manifestation is in and through man, even with the three mortal men. One of them identified as being Yahweh, Jehovah. The other two, according to the scripture, being identified as Melachim, as angels. And here with Jacob, Yaakov, wrestling with a, quote, man, who further in a couple of verses is an angel, and a couple of verses is God. So the man, angel, God. So we see a trinity there. First, he appeared as a man. Then this man, as Bob Marley's tune, Philosophy of the Chapel, this man is the angel. Then he appears as the angel. And then after it's all said and done and Jacob reflects on it, he recognized he's had a close encounter with the Hebrew Trinity, the true good, the true God. The next theme and reasonment here in this eighth sabbatical study is concerning the prince of Shechem. Rapes Dina. Now, some might put a controversy around whether really rape. Well, according to the scripture and the way we cite this here, it is termed the Shechem raping Dina, right? And her brothers sack the city of Shechem in revenge, destroying the city of Shechem in revenge. And here we like to focus also in our studies on the Ethiopic, the Book of Jubilees, the Metaphic Kufale, the Book of Divisions, for its point of view and further details here. Another interesting note is the names. We focus on the names. And this can help us in the spiritual application, you know, to the text and as in our reading and study right now application. Looking at the name Shechem means burden. Now, Shechem was the son of a man, according to the Bible, called Hamor. Hamor means donkey. Jackass, a donkey, you know, like the Democratic Party, a donkey. And Shechem means burden. So even when we look at the narrative like that, looking at it and reading it as an intelligent, informed Hebrew speaker or hearer would read it, we have the prince burden, right? He goes to his father, the donkey, right? After he had raped Dina, right? Dina has to do with judgment, right? And her brother's sack, right, and destroy and kill and do what they did, right, to the city of Shechem in revenge. The next point here in this eighth sabbatical study, Vayishlach, and he sent for Shabbat, Vayishlach, Sabbath, and he sent, send the Telake. And in the family's subsequent flight, the flight, Rachel, she gives birth to Benjamin. So here we get the birth, right, of the 12th, right, of the 12 sons, one daughter, Dina. We get the birth of Benjamin. And Rachel, Jacob's long time love, his beloved wife, the woman he sought to marry from the first, she dies in childbirth. And there's an interesting note right there concerning what she named the child, Ben Oni, and how he changed the child's name to Ben Yamin. Ben Oni Ben Oni means like son of my bad, son of my suffering. And he changed the child's name to Benyamin, Benyamin, son of the right hand son. So the main themes we have right here is Jacob's reunion with Esau, right, which comes after Jacob's wrestling with the man, the angel, the angel, the God. We get the rape of Dinah, the rape of Dinah, and then we get Yaakov, Jacob's flight, Jacob's flight. Now, another point that we'd like to touch on right here at these early sabbatical studies, should have probably did it before from the very first, but hopefully we can pick up on this, is to zoom in on the mathematics of the numbers, the numbers. What's the math of the numbers? We actually even went to look up some of the gods and earth, the five percenta, you know, how the math of the one, two, three, you know, power, you know, wisdom, understanding, overstanding on that level. But what about the number eight? What's the significance? Is there significance of the number eight scripturally, biblically, according to the Hebrew science? What is the science of the numbers? Because there is science, knowledge in the scripture, if one studies and approaches it, not to reproach the word, because it just, you know, if you reproach it, well, you know, if you think it's not true, then why waste your time? If you seek for the truth, you will find the truth. So the number eight, What about the number eight? I'm going to touch on this number, the number eight, after this right here. Rise up to prayer right here. Yes, sir.
Bless be Ab, Ubu, Manfat, Shagu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer, that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Babylon burning, Babylon burning, Babylon burning. They have no water. Fire, fire, fire.
Yes, yes, yes. So right here, 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 let's touch on the Hebrew, the divine mathematics, divine mathematics right here. Now, there's something known as the mi yodea in the Hebrew, mi yodea, mi, like who, yodea, yodea, who knows, like echad, echad, mi yodea, echad, one, mi yodea, who knows, one. And there's a count up to 10, sometime up to 13. Based on the scripts, the Hebrew scripture, and the significance of various different numbers. Some might recall the supreme mathematics of the nation of gods and earths, right? Such as 1 to 9 plus the 0, you know, and basically 1 is knowledge, 2 is wisdom, 3 is understanding, 4 is culture or freedom, 5 is power. Power in a sense, or like refinement. 6 is equality. 7 is God. 8 is build or destroy. 9 is born. And there's no 10th sense. Basically, when you come to 10, you're coming to the cipher, that cipher of a set right there. And therefore, the 0 is cipher. Is cipher, because the 10 basically is conceived as 1 and 0. So you're back to like knowledge cipher. So in the nation of gods and earths, to say like 10 is like knowledge cipher. But just looking at this and also comparing it with some of the ancient, you know, Yehudi and Judaic teaching of the numbers based on Torah, is very interesting to see that there is a great similarity, right, to like the knowledge, wisdom, understanding, or we say overstanding, understanding, right, culture, freedom, power, refinement. 6, equality. 7, God. 8, build or destroy. And here we're at the number 8. All right, build or destroy? Question mark. Does it apply here to our Hebrew, divine science here, the science of the scriptures, when looking at the scripts now from the metaphysical, metaphysically? 9, born, right? And 0, cipher, or 10, knowledge cipher. Now, Hebraically, too, we can go through the 10 right there, but looking at the 8, right, we have the Yemei Milah, Yemei Milah. And Yemei Milah has to do with the days of circumcision, like the 8th day, the day of circumcision, the days of circumcision on the 8th day. So here, Metaphysical Bible Dictionary first up, just to go through an overview here. We're at the 8th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, and the divine mathematics does apply and can help and assist I and I, you know, in both studying the word and also seeing the right now application, the divine science, the science of the word in our lives and our liberty in the Trinity, in that sense, since man is a Trinity. Man has spirit, soul, and a carbon organic structure known as the body. But here, the number 8, right? Shemini, you know, or Shemone, the 8. On the 8th day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. Here we have this in Vayikra, also known as Leviticus, the Orit Ze Lewawiyan, right? Leviticus chapter 12, verse 3. And in Exodus, known Hebraically as Shemot, the book of Exodus is known as Shemot. Shemot means the names. In Shemot chapter 26, verse 25, the Orit Ze Tzaat, and the is the Torah of the coming out, we have, and they shall be 8 boards concerning the tabernacle, and they shall be 8 boards, right? It has karast, karash. That's where we got the karash there. Not like they be telling you in pseudo, you know, hoteps, whatever. But anyway, he reigned 8 years. We have in Second Chronicles, chapter 21, verse 5, he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem, in Jerusalem, he reigned. There's one who reigned 8 years in Jerusalem, 2 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 5. So the numeral, the cipher, the numeral, the number 8, it appears numerous times in the book that is known as the Bible. It is a symbol, symbolically speaking, of infinity, which has no beginning or end. So the number 8 appearing many times, enough times in the Bible, being a symbol of infinity that has no beginning and that has no end. 8 is the digit value. Did you know that 8, the number 8, Shemona in the Hebrew, right, is the digit value of the name Yahweh or Yahweh. The J-H-V-H-J-H-W-H, Yahweh, Yahweh. That 8 is the digital value of the Hashem, of the name of he who be who he be, the Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, the Y-H-W-H. Actually, if you add up the name, it comes to 26, and the 2 plus 6 equals 8. So 8 is the digit value, bringing it down into the simplicity of the 1 to 9, we have 8 being the digit value of the name, the Hebrew name of Jehovah. Now, the movement of the hand in writing the number 8, especially in English, right, or in Latin, right, or in some say Indian letters, they said that the numbers that we use today are either Arabic, some say they're really Hindu. I think they're more really Hindus Kushi, right? But the movement of the hand in writing the number 8 is a rhythmic alternation. When you write the number 8, right, in the way we write the numbers today, and this suggests action. So number 8, as it's written nowadays, it suggests action and reaction. Involution and evolution. Involution going within and evolution, you know, going within and going without. 8, it means also splendor, fullness, greatness, immensity, and infinity. The number 8, according to like the Hebrew and the biblical divine science, divine mathematics of the Hebrew Bible, 8, it means also splendor, fullness, greatness, immensity, and infinity. Circumcision, it takes place on the 8th day, circumcision. Now, let's make a note right here because there's two kinds of circumcision. We even see this in this Torah reading and feeding. All right, there's two kinds of circumcision. There's a circumcision that occurs properly Hebraically on the 8th day, which is cutting the cord at the bottom of the child's penis, right, so that the foreskin rolls back. It was not cutting off the skin. This is something that has been done later on, and no doubt this is what happened to the Shechemites. They wounded themselves, and that gave Shimon and Levi, that gave Simon and Levi and Simeon and their men, you know, the advantage over them in the incident that takes place in this 8th sabbatical study. But we'll get into that. Just a footnote, there's two kinds of circumcision. We're not talking about, there's no female circumcision that's ordained by Yahweh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. That is just some idiocy of people, because sometimes people think, well, if it's male, then they have to have a female one. No, because it's like a man, you know, a male does not give birth in the same way that a woman gives birth. There are some things that are very unique to each of the sexes, the male and the female. But anyway, a note on circumcision right there, but we're speaking about the Hebrew circumcision that takes place on the 8th the eighth day. Now, psychologically, when we say psychologically, we're speaking of ha-nefesh, the nefesh. Nefesh in Hebrew is the soul. In the Amharic, the Ethiopic, is nefs. And it comes from the Afro-Semitic word that implies breathing, right? It's almost like inhalation, exhalation, and animation, right? Psychologically speaking, or soul logically speaking, this means that when you or I become aware of the truth that ahya, he who be or the I am, the great I am in you is Elohim, is Hailahim, is the power, the powers in the singularity, pure being. He be who he be, pure being, life, awareness. And as you and I tune in with the infinite, knowing that the life principle, the living principle is Ha'ab, is the Ab, the father principle of all, and that all men ultimately, right, in the ultimate plan of the Almighty are brothers. You will sense your oneness with all life and with all humanity throughout the world, that oneness, right, that oneness. As you claim that which is true, claiming, admitting, this is where faith comes in. When people have faith and belief, what's interesting is that everybody, even the atheist has faith, especially the atheist has faith. He can't prove the negative, you know, but he has faith in, or she has faith in what they believe. So everything comes down to faith admitting as true something that one may not be ultimately able to prove. But as you claim or admit that which is true of Ha Elohim, Hailahim of the power, is also true of you. So once we come to the point that we can admit that which is true of the true good, the true God, the power, is also true of you, of I and I, you and I will go, as the scripture says, from glory, from that manifest glory to glory. We'll go from octave to octave. Interesting right here, octave, the word octave means the eighth. The octave is the eighth, right? From octave to octave, which is symbolically by the numeral eight, right, which has no beginning or end. Eight means that you are moving onward, moving upward. You're moving Hailahim, the power word, towards the power and in the power. Circumcision on the eighth day is a mental and a spiritual act. So we're looking at the natural, the physical circumcision, right, as we have it in the Brit, you know, Yeshanah, the Old Testament scripture. And we are working out the trajectory from the phi cycle to the metaphysical. Therefore, circumcision on what is known as the eighth day is a mental and spiritual act. Let me ask the question right here. How many days are there in the week, the so-called week? There are 7 days, it said. So what is the eighth day? So if we look at the Shabbat day being the seventh day, then according to that formula, that type, the first day, notice that the first day equals the eighth day. When we count from the first day is Ehud or the Sunday, the Yom HaRishon, and then the Shabbat day is the seventh day. Therefore, the eighth day correspond to the first day. So circumcision on the eighth day is a mental and a spiritual act. The moment you and I realize that you and I are the tabernacle of the living power, and when you divest yourself of your name, nationality, social status, and all things, all fangs, all things appertaining to your personality. You know, personality in some sense can be conceived as an artificial construct, right? You begin to realize that you are unveiling, taking the veil away, unveiling the Ha'el, Ha'el, the Ha'el, the power, the almighty presence, the almighty face, to see the true good, the true God face to face, which is symbolically the eighth day. The eighth day, the eighth hour, we also have something known as the eighth sun. So bringing out right here for this eighth sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, some of the Hebrew, the divine mathematics concerning the number eight. And one of the significant ones is concerning the name of Yahweh, of Yahuwah, of Jehovah in the Hebrew. The YHWH, when adding up the ciphers, comes to 26. And then when simplifying it to singularity, right, to single digits, it comes to eight. It comes to eight. And then looking at what is said right here and applying it also to this Torah portion and also the supreme mathematics of the gods and earth, right, we get to see the build and destroy. That build and destroy is here. Also in this Torah reading and feeding, we have the build and destroy. Another important word in the Hebrew about the word build. The word build in Hebrew is the term bana, bana, bana. And bana is also related both to the term for sun and also to the term for understanding. So in the Hebrew, we have ben. Ben, or in some pointing, bane, right? Ben, bane. We have in the Hebrew, between. The term for between is bane, bane. And then we have the term for understanding, for understanding, for overstanding in the Hebrew, which is bina, bina. So this all can be traced to the Hebrew root word bana, bana. Bana means to build. Bana means to build. So another link right here, 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 the circumcision of the ben, of the son, of the child on that eighth day, part of the build and destroy that is implied right here, 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 in this eighth and the eighth, linking with the sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. So here, here, some of the wisma, the wisma. So once again, brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers working on the supreme mathematics right here, you know, the knowledge, wisdom, understanding, culture, power, equality, God or Elohim, that's seven. And then at eight, build or destroy, to build and to till, wisdom, here, 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 forsake not the Torah of thy mother.
For they shall be an oration of thy father and for my son, my son. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Instruction of thy father.
Jacob gets the name change, meeting the God face to face in that threefold revelation of the man, the angel. And it's very significant. This angel is unlike any other angel, this particular angel. He says he's redeemed by an angel. Who is that angel? The guy and I build.
Test your knowledge.
Knowledge.
What is the King of Kings kingdom, and from where does it rule?
Where does it rule?
Where does it rule? Who rules in the kingdom, and who are its subjects? How has the King of Kings assured us that his kingdom is a reality? Is a reality? Is a reality? Is a reality?
የአህዛ ዘመን የጀመረውና ያለቀው መቼ?
When did the appointed times of the nations begin and end? End, 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 end.
And so here today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 129. I'm going to return to divine mathematics of the number 8 and see whether that number connects with the theme of this 8th sabbatical study for this Torah reading and feeding, Vayishlah, Vayishlah. So here we have Psalm 129 here in the season, here in this day, in this time, right here, here, here. Let's ride up with a first here of today's daily psalm, Psalm 129.
Psalm 129. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous, he hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Let them all be confounded and turned back that hate Zion. Let them be as the grass upon the housetops, which withereth afore it groweth up. Wherewith the mower filleth not his hand, nor he that bindeth sheaves his bosom. neither do they which go by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord.
And today's daily psalm is a sufferer's plea. It's deemed the sufferer's plea. The sufferer's plea. Prayer for the overthrow of Zion's enemies. Prayer for the overthrow of Zion's enemies. Now, here was looking at the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary and came across, we have another form of the number 8. I'm going to share that after just sharing this right here, the Hebrew mathematics, right? Here we have Shemanit. Now, with the T at the end, in Hebrew words is a way of making the word like more, it has a feminine energy, right? Shemini, Shemona, and we have Shemanit right here, Shemanit. S-H-E-M-I-N-I-T-H, Shemanit. Hebraically, this means eight, the eighth, the octave, aggregation, accretion, increase, fattened, enlarged, excelling, an eight-stringed musical instrument, an eight-string musical instrument. Now, Shemanit, according to Gesenius, one of the Hebrew lexiconographers, you know, that got the lexicon together looking at different languages. He looked at a lot of Ethiopic as well. If you ever look in Gesenius's lexicon, he points to the Ethiopic when certain Hebrew terms, you know, alluded, sometimes pointing to the Ethiopic, the G'ez, to help to make sense out of it. But according to Gesenius, Shemanit is a technical musical term denoting the lowest tones sung by men. So the Shemanit here, bringing out the Hebraic technical musical sense, it's a musical term denoting the lowest tones sung by men, or the modern basso basso. Martin Basso, B-A-S-S-O. In opposition, some say, to the female or to young boys' voices. A musical instrument of eight strings, we find this in First Chronicles chapter 15, verse 21, and also in Psalms 6 and in Psalm 12 in the title or the superscription. Psalm 6 and Psalm 12, you'll find the Shemanit. Now, that's the phi cycle of it. Here is the metaphysical of it. Shemanit, the organism of man, of the human being, attuned to the infinite, the individual, indivisible dual, the individual living, acting, being in harmony with spirit, with the ruach, with the menfes, the irid, complete in him, thus eight, the eighth octave, and eight-stringed musical instrument. Also, the great good that results from such living. Again, Shemanit, right, the Hebrew for eight, right, the Shemanit, found in Psalm 6 and Psalm 12 and in 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 21. The organism of man attuned to the infinite, the individual living, acting, being in harmony with spirit, with the irid, complete in him. Thus, the eighth octave, an eight-string musical instrument. Also, the great good that results from such living, from such liberty. Thus, the idea of Shemanit increased, Shemanit enlarged, Shemanit excelling. Eight is double four. 8 is double 4. And the city, there is the city that, according to scripture, quote, lieth four square, layeth four square. So the term four square is also linked to the number 8. You can look up four square. I think it appears just in KJV in a few places, four square. So 8 is double 4, and there is a city. A city also in the metaphysics is like a consciousness too, a consciousness, an aggregation of thoughts, right? A consciousness, a city that lieth or layeth that four square. The New Jerusalem, this refers to the New Jerusalem, Adesititu Jerusalem, refers to man, to man, to man perfected, man fully rounded out on every side and in every way. Again, the 8 in its relation to man, 8 is a double 4. Right, or even in the sense of a double cross, the cross being the plus sign, in other words, right? And there's a city that layeth four square. And the city that layeth four square, even the term four square is significant. Four square is the true cross, just to take note. Four square is the true cross. The New Jerusalem, this refers to man, the human being perfected, fully rounded out, on every side and in every way. Man's body, the carbon organic structure that's known as the body, the tabernacle, the temple, so to speak. Man's body is a musical instrument. And we say man was speaking in the generic term male and female. In other words, man's body, the human being's body, is a musical instrument. It's meant to give forth the harmony. So even our body, the temple, know ye not, right, that your body is the temple of the living power. Man's body is a musical instrument meant and intended by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, by the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, to give forth harmony of divine, the divine mind. Therefore, it must be kept in tune, keeping the body in tune with the infinite, with the infinite. So here, just bringing out the Shemanit, as some words do appear, thankfully, in the translation, some Hebrew terms, and this gives us opportunity, you know, to go into it and to see what the meaning, what it means and how it may apply to I and to I and I. So right here, let's ride up today's daily psalm. Just a little intro right here, the Hebrew Aleph Beit.
Aleph. Bet. Gimel. Dalet. Hey. Vav. Zayin. Chet, Ted, Yod, Kaf, Lamed, Mem, Nun, Samech, Ein, Pei, Tadik, Kuf, Resh, Shin, Tav.
The Aleph Beit, the name of the Hebrew letters, otherwise chanted in basic Hebrew like this.
Lehozeh.
That's right, right, right here for Hebrew and the KJV English right here, here, here.
Mizmor Kuf Kaf Tet Shir Amma'alot Rabbat Tzeraruni Min Ne'urai Yomarna Yisrael Rabbat Tzeraruni Min Ne'urai Gam Lo Yachluli Al Gabbi Harishu Horishim He'erichu Lema'anitam Adonai Tzaddik Kitzetz Avot Rishaim Yevoshu Ve'issogu Ahor כל שונאי ציון יהיו כחציר גגות שקדמת שלף יבש שלא מילא חפו קוצר וחצנו מאמר ולא אמרו העוברים ברכת אדוני עליכם ברכנו אתכם בשם אדוני
Psalm 129. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous, he hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Let them all be confounded and turned back that hate Zion. Let them be as the grass upon the housetops, which withereth afore it groweth up. Wherewith the mower filleth not his hand, nor he that bindeth sheaves his bosom. Neither do they which go by say, The blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord.
מזמור קוף קף תת שיר המעלות רבת צררוני מן נעוריי יומרנה ישראל רבת צררוני מן נעוריי גם לא יאכלו לי על גבי חרשו חורשים האריכו למעניתם אדוני צדיק קיצץ עבות רשעים יבושו ויסוגו אחור כל שונאי ציון יהיו כחציר גגות שקדמת שלף יבש שלא מילא חפו קוצר וחצנו מאמר ולא אמרו העוברים ברכת אדוני עליכם ברכנו אתכם בשם אדוני
Here, 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 prayer, prayer right here, as Burhan Selassie said, another Rastaman, they're going to pray for the judgment day, a prayer for the overthrow of Zion's enemies. Shalom, Chaberim, Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, is themed the sufferer's plea, a sufferer's plea in the Sefer Tehillim. We have Psalm 129, 129, Psalm CXXIX, Psalm CXXIX. Psalm 129, a prayer for the overthrow of Zion's enemies. This is a prayer we have right here for the overthrow of Zion's, especially the African Zion's enemies, a sufferer's plea, a wailer's plea. Psalm 129, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, according to the Shepherd, according to Roe, according to Melchizedek, the order after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, Negus and Negest, Ze Ethiopia, Siume, Egeziavir, weep not. Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, Yehuda, the root of David. Behold, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, king of kings of Ethiopia, Negus and Negest, Ze Ethiopia, the elect of Hashem, Siume Egezia Beher. So we have Psalm 129, a sufferer's plea. Now the intro, like we like to do, so we can fulfill that word of Psalm 47 and 7, right? Psalm 47 and 7, to give praise, to give Isis, to give praise with understanding. Right, for he is king, right? He who be who he be, earth's rightful ruler, is king of all the earth. May I and I, earth's rightful ruler, may I and I give praise with understanding. So make I and I study to shew I and I selves approved, because repetition is essential, is vital for the good and the true education, because education is the key. So this is a prayer right here in the Shana, in the year, right, for the overthrow of the African Zions, the African Zions, of Zion's enemies, the Ethiopian Zion's enemies, the prayer for the overthrow of the enemies, whether they are foreign or domestic. You feel what I'm saying? You know, whether they are near or far, right? Whether they are black or white, like Ayabingi and Ayabingi chant and Ayabingi order, right? The moral theocratic order, death to black and white down pressers. So for the down presser, but this is a sufferer's plea right here. We have a sufferer's plea. We're in a song of ascent. Now the song of ascent, this is preparing I and I in these last seven Shabbats of the year, and this time in this season, where according to the royal order, this is read, right? According to this day, right? 129, we have a Shir HaMe'elot. Shir HaMe'elot. Shir HaMe'elot. A psalm of Elot, Aliyah. Some would say Ham Alot, as some would say Shir Ham Alot, song of degrees, a song of ascents, a song of going up, right? Going up, rising, right? Growing in grace and in the knowledge of Adonai Yeshua HaMoshiach, the knowledge of our Adonai, Adonai, Yeshua, I, HaMoshiach, I, the Word. In the beginning was the Word, the Logos, the logic, the Word. Yes, I. As Matisyahu said in the Jerusalem song, out of darkness comes light, which kind of reflects Psalm 137 by the rivers of Babylon. 3,000 years with no place to be, and they want me to give up my milk and the honey. Don't you see? It's not about the land or the sea, not the country, but the dwelling of His Majesty. Don't you see? It's not about the land or the sea, not the country, but the dwelling, the indwelling, the dwelling of His majesty, of His divine majesty, He who be, who He be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name. So we have the Shir HaMe'elot, Shir HaMe'elot, Song of Ascents. And these series of songs of ascents, and just as just a point of order right here, the previous in this order was 1, 2, 5, right? Now, of course, we're in these series of psalms, right here, in the series of psalms which are known as songs of ascents. Right, so we have the Song of Ascents. Let's go over the Song of Ascents. Begin with the Song of Going Up, right? The Pilgrim Song, as we are going up, climbing Mount, you know, as we're climbing Jacob's Yaakov's ladder. Remember, Ikev, the heel, Yaakov. If you hearken, Wahaya Ikev, if you tish marun, if you tish Marun, Tishma'un, Slika, Tishma'un, if ye what? If ye hear, if ye hearken, right? Et ha-mishpotim ha-eile, to the judgments, to these judgments. So we have Psalms 120 to Psalm 134, Psalm CXX to Psalm CXX. CXXXIV, Psalm 120 to 134. And these group of psalms are known as the songs, right? The songs or the odes, the shir. Shir is like a song, an ode, song, ha-me'elot, of going up. Now, Ibn Ezra had held that the psalm, the mezmur here, 129, a sufferer's plea, a prayer for the overthrow of Zion, the African Zion, Zion, right, the Ethiopian Zion's enemies, the Zion of His Majesty, the overthrow. This is the prayer for the overthrow, the downstruction and deconstruction of Zion's enemy, a sufferer's plea. Ibn Ezra held that the mezmur here to relate to the Babylonian captivity. The Babylonian captivity. Remember, we had the Tisha B'Av. That also points to the Babylonian captivity. We have Ezra, right? Ezra, Nehemiah, and that return of that small, that faithful remnant, right? And except he had left us a very few, that return. Right, like the repatriation, right, to the Malkota, to that good land given to we, the black people, by Kadamawi Haile Selassie, through that instrument of government, of sovereignty of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. Let's just point it out for the record right there, so we can see how it was then, but how Jah is the same, right, today, yesterday, and forever. So this gives us good hope and good encouragement, since we're in this Sabbath of comfort. Wa tomer Zion, and Zion said, right, this is the overthrow, and for the overthrow of Zion's enemies, the sufferer's plea. So some relate this to the Babylonian captivity. This is a view which is accepted by many moderns. Many scholars can say, we look at this psalm and say, yes, we can cite how it does relate to the Babylonian captivity. Come out of her. What? Mystery Babylon. Come out of her, my people. Nahamu, Nahamu, Ami. Be comforted. Be comforted, my people, are me, my brothers. As Hosea prophecy gives us the key for that password right there. Others now connect Psalm 129 with the troublous times of Nehemiah, the troublous time. Remember, we're speaking about Nehemiah and Ezra. Right, and that return of that small remnant to to repair and rebuild the wall of Jerusalem and to repair and rebuild the temple of Shlomo HaMelech, the temple of Solomon, Negus Solomon, right, which was torn down at the time of the ninth of the fifth moon, the Tisha'a B'Av. So I and I know, and she get to know what this gathering's for. Yay, amen. It has affinities with Psalm CXXIV. Now, CXXIV is a part of these psalms right here that are known as the Ascension Psalms. These are thought to be and received to be the psalms as ones are repatriated or going through pilgrimage, as one is making that trod to the Holy Land and are ascending, the pilgrims ascending during those three times in the Shana, the Shalosh Regalim, the pilgrim feast festivals, that these are the psalms as they are ascending by Mount Sion, Mount Zion, as they ride up to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem, to the temple, the holy city, the Makom, that place that he chose for the Hashem, for his name to be. These are psalms that are said. So today's Psalm 129 is connected with Psalm 124, the CXXIV, Psalm 124, which probably also belongs to that particular period of time, right? So when we listen to music, roots, reggae and the roots music, and we can hear certain tunes and say, chan, that's that classic sound that has that roots sound. And even when we listen to the relix and the lyrics, we can see the similarities or many times the inspiration of certain singers and players of instruments. So we're speaking still about the HaKohanim, the priests, and also the Lewim, the Levites, speaking about the singers and the players of instruments, and speaking about those of the new name, precious name, new name, Rastafari, Rastafari, right? Weep not, behold, in Kush, Zeulat Sham, with Ethiopia, this man was born there. Now, Osterly, another commentator on the Psalms, however, he argues, so others argue in favor of a pre-exilic, a pre before the exile date of the composition of this particular psalm, and relates this mizmor, this chant intonation to strummed music, to the harps, right, to the attack upon Jerusalem, or Jerusalem by Sennacherib. So looking at the history within that context right there. Watomer Sion. Shabbat Watomer Sion. Watomer Sion. Shalom. Looking forward, onward, and upward. And Zion said, a sufferer's plea. Sufferer's plea. A prayer for the overthrow of Zion's enemies.
I'm Mr. Apple, if you like for prosperity. King Rastafari, yeah, we go down black everything. Whoa, Apple, if you like for prosperity. Rastafari, yeah, we go down black everything. And even for my sons and my daughters, yeah. And thy mother and thy father. Lends a days and we'll prosper, yeah. So last the eyes are master, yeah. Oh, Father, enemies are confounded. Rastafari power overthrow them, yeah. No laughter, no slaughter. They not to work for your laughter. Who trick the people and say it's the pastor, Babylon. You're a dirty bastard, yeah. For the enemies are confounded, yeah. Rastafari knowledge overthrow them, yeah. What to do? Africa is my bad place, depend on the fight. I see them all in their lurking place, for the innocent they wait. Put up their
dropping flies, hoping to see someone take the bite. Them never have no advice to see what love like right. Oh, Rastafari is so great. So the enemies are confounded. Yeah. Rastafari come and overthrow them. I'm in trouble if life and prosperity. It's the last thing of the culture and black charity. And my daughters, yeah, under thy mother and father, long the days and we are shall prosper. Rastafari is our master, and I am your love to no slaughter. You work a prosper, is no mock with no laughter. Who treats the people, I say, is a pastor. Babylon, you're a dirty bastard.
Live your life accurate, if you're not squander. failure. All the bad mind, we no want that for ya. Dirty lifestyle, we no want that for ya. Violence and the crime, we no want that for ya. Member of the rule, and I am a run for ya. All the corruption, fun that for ya. Every masculine should have a feminine gender. To Jah, you are to be reach a Zion, meet the right Nale. That's the doom, it is my target. Can't trap me in all them net. Put the time
on. Push up the lights of them. Push up the lights of them. Push up the lights of them. Blaze up, the torch when we done burn.
Mizmor of Kaf 8, Psalm 129. Mizmor of Kaf 8, Psalm CXXIX. Shir Ha Ma'ilot, Song of Degrees, Song of Ascent. Shir Ha Ma'ilot. Rabata Tzaruni Amin Orai Yomar Na Yisrael. Much, nuff have they afflicted me, have they afflicted I, from my youth up. Rabat Tzaruni Min Orai. May Yisrael, may Israel now say, Yomar na Yisrael, Rabat Aruni min orai, Kam lo yakluli, Nuff, Rabat, Nuff have they afflicted me, much have they afflicted I, from my youth up, Rabat Aruni min orai, but they have not prevailed against me. They have not prevailed against I. Gam lo yakluli. Al gabi harshu horshi. He eriku le ma'inotam. He eriku le ma'initam. The plowers plow up on my back. They made long their furrows. The plowers plow upon my back. They made long their furrows. Al gabi harshu horshim he'eriku le'ma'inotam. He'eriku le ma'initam. Yahuwah tzadik kitzeitz evota rishaim. Jehovah is righteous. Yahuwah tzadik. He hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked, the cords of the ratchet. Kitzeitz evota rishaim. Yevoshua we yisogu achora kol sonai Zion. Make them be ashamed and turn back and turn backward. Yevoshua we yisogu achora. All they are them that hate Zion. Call Sonai Zion. Yehiyua kachitsira gagota shek admata shalafaya vesh. Make them be as the grass up on the housetops. Yehiyua kachitsira gagot that withereth. That withereth afore it springeth up, that withereth before shek admata shalafa yavesh. Shelo mile kapo akotir we chitno me amir, wherewith the reaper filleth not. Filleth not his hand. Shelo mile kapo kotzir, nor he that bindeth sheaves, sheaves his bosom. Wechitzno me amir. Wilo amru ha ovrin. Birkata Yahua Elekem Braknu etikem Bishem Yahua. Neither neither do they that go by say Willo Amru Ha Ovri. The blessing of Jehovah be upon you. Birkata Yahuwah Elekem. We, I and I, bless you. Beraknu Etekem. In the name of Jehovah. Bishem Yahuwah. Shir HaMa'elot. Rabata tzivarunia min orai yomarna Israel. Rabata tzivaruni min orai gam lo yakluli al gabia harshu horshima he erikua le ma'enotam he erikua le ma'enitam yawa adika kitseta Vota Rishai Yevoshu We Sogu Ahor Kol Sonai Tion Yehiyu Kach Tir Gagota Shek Admata Shalafa Yavesh Shelo Mileka Pokotir Wechit Noa Me Amir Lo Amru Ha ovrim birkat Yahuwah lekem beraknu etkem b'shem Yahuwah.
Selassie is our master, yeah, for the enemies are confounded. Let the war I power overthrow them, yeah.
Calling, calling, calling to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. One to hear the full of full now, 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 now. Call in, call in, call in, call in. Call 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. One. Call in, call in, call in.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called. And I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me. in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Hear Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and he asked the order of Malachias, Tzedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Barmali, Karmali, the pilot of Elijah, the priest of Negev, Ethiopia, Moa, and Bessa, Zain, Negev, Yehuda. So hear. Amidrai, Psalm Drai, 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 Psalm Drai.
Here, Midrash, a study here from the Midrash on Psalms, the Midrash Tehillim, Mizmor Kof, Kaf 8, Psalm 129, Mizmor Kof, Kaf 8, Psalm CXXIX. Much, nuff have they afflicted me from my youth up. May Yisrael, let Israel now say, the plow was plowed upon my back. They made long their furrows. Chop over, he who be. Almighty, divine majesty is righteous. He have cut asunder the cords of the wicked. He have cut asunder the cords of the ratchet. Mizmor Kof Kaf 8. Shir Ha Ma'ilot. A song of degrees, a song of ascents. Rabata Tzilaruni Mino Rai. Yomarna Yisrael. Rabata Tzilaruni Mino Rai. Gam Lo Yakluli. Al Gabi. Harshua Horshi Heriku Le Ma Inota He Eriku Le Ma Inita Yahweh Tzadik Kitzeitza Ebota Rishai Nuff Rabat Nuff Much Or Nuff have them afflicted I youth up. Nuff, much have they afflicted me from my youth up. Rabbat Zaruni Min Orai. May Israel now say, Yomar Na Yisrael. Yomar Na Yisrael. May Yisrael now say, come on Israel, come on Yisrael, say this, Yomar Na Yisrael. Say what? Rabata Tzeraruni Mina Orai. Gam Lo Yakluli. Nuff have them afflicted, I and even I youth up. Rabat Tzeraruni Mina Orai. But they have not prevailed against me. Or Gam also, Gam and also, Gam also, yet Gam Lo Yaklu Li. Gam but they have not prevailed against I. Al Gabi Harshu Horshi, up on my back. Al Gabi, upon my gab, Gabi, 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 Al Gabi Harshu Horshi, Harshu. They plowed Horshi, the plowers, Heriku. They made long, they made arek, arek, heriku. They made long, le ma in no time. Now that is the kati, what is written, le ma in no time, from ma'inna, 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 an acre of arable, plowable, agricultural land, in that sense. So in the sense of the Katib, what is written, lit ma in no time, their furrows or their plowable ground, their plowable ground. They made this go on long, 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 long time. What is it says 400 years. Heriku, lit ma in no time. Now the Ere here is Heriku, lit ma in ni time. Lit ma in ni time, from Anna to down press. Heriku, they made long their down pressing, their down pressing I and I. In this, even in this, how to make a slave. In that how to enslave sense. Al Gabi Harshu Horshi Heriku Lit Ma Inota. The Katib Heriku Lit Ma Inita. They made long their down pressure. Yahuwah Sadiq, Yahuwah Sadiq, Jehovah Sadiq, Yahuwah Sadiq, he who be who he be, Sadiq, he who be who he be, the Almighty Divine Majesty, Sadiq, righteous, Kitseita Evota Rishai, he hath cut asunder, Kitseita Evot, some say Evot, but Evot, 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 the cords, Rishaim. Kitseita Ebota Rishaim. He have cut asunder the cords of the ratchet. He has cut asunder the cords of the wicked. The word here, here, here is employed in Eob in Job chapter 39 verse 10. For the rope that harnesses the ox to the plow, the Israelites, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, under the subjection of heathen, of the goy, especially the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant rulers and the nations, the heathen, the goy, the nations, the Gentiles, the international community, are likened, we are likened here to the ox, yoked for walk, for work in the field, by Ha'el, 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 the true good, the true God, the Almighty's aid, the cords were broken, are broken, and freeness was and is being regained, even here, 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 the year, and the years after 400 years. So here, here the verse from EO from Job chapter 39 verse 10. In the KJV, the King James Version reads, canst thou bind the unicorn with his band in the furrow? Or will he harrow the valleys after thee? So here's the verse being connected right here with the Kitseita Ebota Rishaim. He have cut asunder, Kitseita, cutting asunder, Evot, cords, the Evot Rishaim, the cords of the ratchet, the cords of the wicked. So here, here KJV says, canst thou bind the unicorn with his band in the furrow? Or will he howl the valleys after thee, after the eye? Hear, hear, he break Lee. Petik Sharem. Betelem. Evoto. Ima yisadeda. Imakim. Achereka. A better translation of this would be, can you hold the wild ox in the furrow with his harness? With his harness or with his cord? The evoto, evoto. He tik shar rein bitelem evoto? Or will he till... will he till the word for harrow in the King James? Will he till the valleys after you? Ima yisadeda emakim achreka. Ima yisadeda emakim achreka. Will he till the valleys after you? So he in connection with evoto and the rain. He tikshar rain. Bitelem evoto. Betelem evoto, can you hold the wild ox, the rein, can you hold the rein in the furrow? Betelem, betelem evoto, with a cord, with a cord. So the word for cords here, itzeit evot, itzeit cutting evot, the cords, rishaim, cutting the cords of the wicked, cutting the cords of the ratchet, is connected with the hetik sharein, betelem evoto, betelem in the telem. Now telem is the word for furrows. This is why we go into a little bit more on the Ketiv, what is written, le ma'enotam, and the kere, le ma'enitam. So Yisrael here is likened to the ox, that rope, like cutting the cords of the wicked, the rope that harnesses the ox to the plow, right? And how to make a slave, that document, how to enslave, connects that idea. And the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, let's see over here in this Western whitewashed Gentile Americas and the Caribbean for 400 years under the subjection of the Goyim, right? The Goyim rulers, the white Anglo-Saxon, Anglo-American rulers, we are likened here to the rein, to the ox yoked. Yoked for walk, for work in the field. In the field, and the field is the world. Remember, Rodeno Yeshua HaMoshiach brought out that sense of the field being the world. But by Ha'el, the true El, Ha'el, Ha'el, by Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God's aid, the cords are broken and freedness is regained. So here, opening with the first four, 3 to 4 verses, Psalm 129, verse 1, verse 3, and verse 4. Much have they afflicted me from my youth up. Let Israel now say, the plow was plowed upon my back. They made long their furrows. They made long their downpression. Jehovah is righteous. He hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Rabatas Arunia min orai. Yomarna Yisrael. Al Gabia Harshu Horshima. Herikua le ma'enotam, le ma'enitam. Yahoa Adika, itzeitza evota rishaim. What mashal, what parable explains these verses? Verse 1, verse 3, verse 4. What mashal, what parable explains these verses? The mashal, the parable of a householder who had a plowing heifer that he lent to another man to plow with. The man had 10 sons. One came, plowed, and rested. And another came, plowed, and rested. Finally, the heifer was so exhausted that she lay down. And when all the other heifers came in from the fields, the exhausted one did not come in. The owner of the heifer did not take the time to listen to the excuses of the other man, but went out at once, broke loose the yoke, and cut the ox bows, like the heifer is Yisrael, like the para, like the heifer, so is Yisrael. In this world, flesh, satanic, seclorum, just like the heifer, so is I and I, Yisrael, in this world. One ruler comes, lays on the yoke, and goes away. And the cuts left by the lash are long. And the cuts left by the lash and the gash of the lash are long. And here, Midrash note. This is the only note on today's psalm right here. Proper note according to the Midrash Tehillim, the Midrash on Psalms. We have for Mizmor Kof Kaf Tet, Psalm 129. It says, see above Psalm 103 and the 10th parak, the 10th section. Now here going to Psalm 103, the 10th parak, the 10th section. It says, he made known his ways to Moshe, his doings to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, to the children of Israel, to the Israelites. Rav Barakiah said in the name of Rav Abba Bar Kahana, Moses sat down and reckoned Yisrael's redemption. From the time that the tribes of Yisrael came down into Mitzrayim, into Egypt, into Kemet. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, also reckons and counts. And now, the furrow of the lash being long up on Israel, and they growing weary, behold, He reckons redemption from the time the Iowa that Yitzhak, Isaac, was born, so that we, I and I, are closer to being free of the lash. Hence, here it is said, and Elohim saw the Bnei Yisrael, and Elohim, true good, true God, took cognizance of them in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 2, verse 25. Now Moshe was keeping the flock in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 3, verse 1. When Moses said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Ayla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, show me now thy ways that I may know thee, according to Shemot, Exodus chapter 33:13. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, answered, seekest thou to know my ways? As thou livest, I shall make them known to thee, to the eye. Hence, hear, even in Psalm 103 at verse 7, He made known His ways to Moshe. As for His doings, His beneficial doings to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, to the children, to the Israelites, how unlike the man of whom It is said, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 22:14, if a man take a wife, a Isha, a Shedim, or Seth, and hate her, and impute and put wanton doings to her, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani exclaims, O son of man, O son of Adam, let thy doings, may thy doings be merciful, so that mercy will also be shown to thee. So, like the heifer, so is Yisrael in this seclorum, in this world, flesh, satanic seclorum, in this world. One ruler comes, lays on the yoke, and goes away. And the cuts left by the lash are long, 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 long. As is said, the plow was plowed up on, upon my back. They made long their furrows. Al gabi harshu harshi heriku le ma'inotam heriku le ma'initam. At length, when the time, the hour of redemption comes, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, will not take time to say to the nations, the Goyi, Ha'aret, the nations and nationalities of the earth, of the earthly plane, He will not take time to say to the nations, the nationality, the heathen of the earth, such and such have you done to my children. He's not going to take the time to say to the Goyi Ha'aretz, such and such have y'all done to my children. But He will come at once and break loose the yoke and cut its bows asunder, as is said. And I have broken the bars of your yoke. Hear, 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 Vayikra. Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 13. Ani Yehovah Elohekem Asher Hotzeiti Etkem Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mihiyota Lahem Evadim Wa Eshbora Motota Ulkem Wa olek etkem oma miut. I be He who be who He be, Yal Elohim, true good, true God, true power. Ani Yahuwah Elohekem, who brought you forth out of the land of Egypt. Asher Hotzeiti etkem Me Eretz Mitzrayim, that ye, that y'all should not be their bondmen. Mehiyota lahem evadim, and I have broken the bars of your yoke, and I have broken the bars of your yoke. Wa eshbora motota ulkem, and made you go upright. Wa olek etkem kome miut. Hence, hear, 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 the psalmist says, He hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked, of the ratchet. Ha'ariku. He has cut asunder the cords that they made long. Yahweh tzadik. It's eita evota rishayim. Cha over he who be who he be. Tzadik. Tzadik. Righteous. It's eita. He has cut a boat Rishai. Kitzeitza Evot Rishai. During a sabbatical year, Rav Chanina Bar Papa and Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani passed by a man who was plowing. When Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani said to the man, good luck,
Rav Hanina Bar Papa asked Rav Shemuel Samuel, did you not teach me, my master, that the verse, neither do they that go by say, the blessing of Jehovah be upon you, be upon you? V'lo amru ha'ovrim birkati yahuwah elekhem. This means that one must not say good luck to men, mazel tov, good luck to men who plow during a sabbatical year. Rav Shemuel Samuel replied, you may know how to read scripture, but you do not know how to interpret it. Rav Shemuel replied, you may know how to read scripture, but you do not know how to interpret it. The words, neither do they that go by, the words, neither do they that go by, ha-ovrim. This here refers to the goyi, ha-aretz, to the nations, the nationality, the Gentiles, the heathen of the earthly plane, that will pass out of the world, because they will not say to the B'nai Yisrael, they will not say to the sons of Israel, to the children of Israel, to the Israelites, the blessing of Jehovah be upon you, because they will not say Birkati Yahuwah Elekhem. They will not say the blessing, the Birkat of Jehovah be upon you. Even though the B'nai Yisrael, even though the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, even though I and I, the Israelites, say to them, we bless you in the name of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, Beraknu etkem b'shemi Yahuwah, we bless you, we bless y'all in the name of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. The B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites, also say to the Goyi Ha'aretz, to the nations and nationalities, the heathen, the Gentiles of the earth, all the boons, the goods, the good, that which is good, the boon bueno, all the boons and comforts that come to you because of us, because of I and I, are not enough for you. For you do not say to us, come and take a portion of these berkot, take a portion of these blessings. On the contrary, y'all exact from us, from I and I, tributes, fines, poll taxes, and taxes in kind and unkind. But finally, y'all will have to make compensation. Y'all will have to make restitution. Y'all will have to make reparations. For it has been promised to Yisrael, even I and I, the once lost, now found black and brown people, Jah people, the sheep of the Bait Yisrael. It has been promised to Yisrael, according to Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 60 and 17. For brass, I will bring gold, and for iron, I will bring silver. Tachata ha-nechosheta avia zahav, v'tachata ha-barzela avia kesef. For brass will I bring gold. Tachata ha-nechoshet avia zahav, And for iron, I will bring silver. Tahata habarzel abia kesef. Tahata hanechosheta abia zahab. Tahata habarzel abia kesef. For brass, I will bring gold. And for iron, I will bring silver.
Mizmor Kuf Kaf Tet Shir Ammahalod Rabbat Tzeraruni Min Ne'urai Yomarna Yisrael Rabbat Tzeraruni Min Ne'urai Gam Lo Yachluli Al Gabbi Harishu Horishim He'erichu Lema'anitam Adonai Tzaddik Kitzetz Avot Rishaim Yevoshu Ve'issogu Ahor כל שונאי ציון יהיו כחציר גגות שקדמת שלף יבש שלא מילא חפו קוצר וחצנו מאמר ולא אמרו העוברים ברכת אדוני עליכם ברכנו אתכם בשם אדוני.
Psalm 129. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous, he hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Let them all be confounded and turned back that hate Zion. Let them be as the grass upon the housetops, which withereth afore it groweth up. Wherewith the mower filleth not his hand, nor he that bindeth sheaves his bosom. Neither do they which go by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel? Saith the Lord.
Yahweh, as some will say, Yahweh, he who was Yahweh, 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 he who be, he who is present. He was present. So Yahweh is he who is present, he who is being, and Yahweh, Yahweh, he who will become. So we have a threefold sense. Haya, Hoe, Yihyeh, Yihyeh or Yihyeh, Yihyeh. Haya, Yahawaha, Yahawah. We have Hoe, Yehoweh, Yahweh, Yehoweh, Yahweh, he who will be, Yehyeh. Now that's the key right there. Now what's interesting is that within the verse from Shemot, from Exodus, he says, I am that I am, Ehyeh, Ehyeh, Asher, Ehyeh. And he says, say to them, Ehyeh, Shelachani, Ehyeh, Shelachani. That Ehyeh has sent me. See, so there's more than one or two vowels within the Hebrew. Right now, 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 right now. And here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf 8, we come to the third verse, that often is translated in the KJV, the King James Version translation. Let's bring this up right here. Bring this third verse of today's Psalm, Psalm 129, Mizmor Kof, Kaf 8. KJV brings up the third verse as the plowers plow upon my back. They made long their furrows. Now there's an interesting Katib. The Katib is what is written or was printed in the Masoretic, and the Kare is what is said. So there's certain areas of the scripts, and in particular in the study of the Psalm, the Midrash on the Mizmor, and the study of the Sefer Tehillim, there are verses that have the Kare, what is vocalized, what is called out, what is recited, what is said, the Kare from Kara, and we have the Katib, right? The Katib is what is Katab, what is printed. So here the verse, the third verse, Mizmor Kof Kaf 8, the Gimel or the Gamel verse, Al Gabi Harshu Horshi He Erikua. Now here we have the Kare, what is said is Le Ma'nitam. Le Ma'nitam. The Katib, what is written is Le Ma'nitam. Le Ma'nitam. So what do we have here? We have the Ma'inna, 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 Ma'inna. Now this word in this construction, Ma'inna, from Anna, Anna, right? This word here is often defined as a plow. So the translators translate this as a plow. Now here we are looking at the Mackelsons, which is the Mackelsons Enhanced. The Enhanced Mackelson, the fuller name of it, if we could bring this up right here, the fuller name, Mackelson. So Mackelson's is Mackelson, the title is Mackelson's Enhanced Strong's Greek and Hebrew Dictionaries. The author is Mackelson and Jonathan Christen. We take it as Jonathan Christen Mackelson. So his version that is utilized by the Word software, one of the softwares that we use, the Bible, interlinear Bible softwares, one of the points of reference, Mackelson. But the groundation is Strong's. Now Strong's for the Old Testament based a lot on Gesenius, or some pronounce his name as Gesenius, the GJ kind of vibes in the English, Gesenius. Gesenius, he referred to a lot of Ethiopic, so we like Strong's, especially because in the real study of biblical Hebrew and of the Hebrew language, the real strides for truth that have been made is those who would include all the points of references, and especially including the Ethiopic or the Gutas. So the Gutas being we consider it as a living Shemitic, one of the pure or the original types of Shemitic languages, which is a key, a scriptural biblical key for biblical Hebrew. Not to get into details right there, but just to point out why we use what reference sources. So here, as we was going through this again, we once again paying more attention to the kare from kara, what is recited or what is said, what is called out, what is kara, the kare, and the katib in the ancient Hebrew, katib. Modern Hebrew, Katib, and we have the Kare, what is said, what is called out, what is recited, and the Katib is what is written. So in some cases, what is written or what has been printed may have some question of a letter either being missing or perhaps maybe a letter, for example, the Yod and the Wow. This happens often with the Yud, the Yod, the Y, Hebraically, and the Wawway, the W. So these two letters, if you look at them Hebraically, even in the Masoretic, the Asherite script, or the, we'll say, the post-Babylonian, the square Hebrew, referred to as square Hebrew, which is the Masoretic text, the Yod and the Wow virtually looks very much similar or connected. One is a short, the Yod is short, and the Wow is an extended line, the Wow or the Vav. Some say Vav. In the modern Hebrew, it's known as Vav. In the ancient Hebrew, it's known as the Wow, Wow, or the Wawway, Wawway. Right? In the Wawway, we get this Ethiopically, Wawway, or just short, Wow. So we have the Wow or the W. Now, in modern Hebrew, there is, they say, no W sound. But in the ancient Hebrew, there is a W sound. So here, in looking at this particular word in the third verse, and the word here in question is it le ma enotam, le ma enotam, le ma enotam, or is it le ma enitam, le ma enitam? Now, what's the difference? So we went into a little bit of additional study right here on this. And it's of great interest because the general translation is the plowers plowed upon my back. They made long their furrows. Now, if we study Hebraically in the scriptures, there is there's the tilim, and there is the gadud. Right, for the word furrows. If you look up the term furrows, F-U-R-R-O-W-S. Now, for those who might not be so agriculturally inclined or astute and might not get this, is hear the word furrows. Like when one, say one brow, their forehead. You know, like when people wrinkle their forehead, you know how they, when they wrinkle their forehead and the lines, and those lines in the wrinkling of the forehead, like a person makes an expression that wrinkles their forehead, and some persons may have deeper furrows. That's like the furrow. They furrow their brow, the forehead. They furrow it. And it resembles the land. You know, agricultural farmland. When you look at farmland, when it's being prepared, you know, for sowing and for reaping, when it's being prepared, these deep grooves, the deep grooves, so the land being gashed by the plow, right? So the sense of the plowers plowing up on my back, which is the first part of the Gimel verse, the Gamel verse of Mizmor Kof Kaf Tet of Psalm 129, Al Gabi, Gabi, Gab, the Gab, the back, Gabi, Gabi, my back, Al upon Gabi, upon my back, Charshu, they plowed, Charshu, Chorshi, Chorshi, the Chorshi are the plowers, Charshu, the verb, they plowed, Chorshim, they plowed the plowers, Al Gabi, Al Gabi, Charshu Chorshim, upon my back they plowed the plowers. So literally in the Hebrew construction, upon, up on my back, Al Gabi, Charshu Chorshim, they plowed the plowers. That's the first part of the third verse. Then we have He-Eriku from Arak. Arak. Arak is like to make long. Arak. We have it in the form of Erek Apayi, one of the attributes, the midot of Hashem, of Yod-Heh Wah-Heh, of He Who Be Who He Be, is that He is Erek Apayi. Now, literally, Erek, long, Apayim, the Apayim, or Afayim in another pointing, Afayim, Apayim, the Pe-Fe, would be nose, like our noses, you say like the nostrils, in that sense. So, literal meaning of the attribute of Erek Apayim, of he who be who he be, Ehye Asher Ehye, he who be who he be, Ehye, I am, Asher, who, or that who, that which, that who, Ehye, I am. Now, some latter-day Hebrews and Israelites, they mispronounce it. They call it correct, but it's really incorrect if we study Hebrew more comprehensively, right? But it's baby Hebrew, all the same. They will say it's Ahya, Ahya. And they say that he who be who he be, you'll hear them say Ahya, Ahya, Ahya. Now, Ahya means not just I am, it means I be. I be in the sense of I be becoming. I be, like it be what it be, it be what it be. So he who be, in the same sense as we would say, well, it be what it be, it is what it is, it is what it is, he be who he be. Now to bring out, well, who he be in this manifestation revelation, right? He who be, Erek Apayim, right? Erek Apayim. So he, Yahweh, Asher, Asher, Erek Apayim, Ehye Asher, Ehye, I be who I be, I become, I'm becoming, I will be. So it has a threefold triune. This is why in the previous Psalm 72, in the Midrash on the Psalm, it pointed to Shemot, Exodus chapter 3, verse 13, right in there where Hashem is asked, well, what name? Moshe asks, what name shall he proclaim to the children of Israel? Because Moses thinks that they would not believe that the Elohei of the Ibrahim, right? The Ibrahim of the Hebrews has come and met with us. So what name? What name? So they're the Shem. Blessed be the Lord God of Shem, of the name. There the name is very important. There the name is very important. So within the Midrash note, and that's a very important note because in the note commentary, some of the ancient notes that have been compiled and retranslated and commented on, it uses the I am that I am and tell them the I am have sent me. The I am. Ehye Shilachani. Shilachani has sent me. Ehye Shilachani. Now, Ehye is in that first person sense, explaining who he be to Moshe. I be who I be. I be who I become. I be who I manifest to be. So now the key, scripturally speaking, is what we find, especially in the Psalms, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Jehovah, Wuhu Haya, Wuhu Ahoweh, Wuhu Yihyeh. So therefore the threefold sense of the Yod Hey Weh Hey, which is one sense of he who be who he be. He who Yahaya, Yahaya, right? Yahweh, as some will say, Yahweh, he who was, Yahweh, he who be, he who is present, he was present. So Yahweh is he who is present, he who is being, and Yahweh, he who will become. So we have the threefold sense. Haya, Hoa, Yihyeh. Yihyeh or Yihyeh? Yihyeh. Haya, Yahawa. We have Hoeh, Yehoeh, Yahweh, Yehoeh, Yahweh, he who will be, Yihyeh. Now that's the key right there. Now what's interesting is that within the verse from Shemot, from Exodus, he says, I am that I am, Ehyeh. Ehyeh, Asher, Ehyeh, And he says, say to them, Ahiyah Shilachani. Ahiyah Shilachani. That Ahiyah has sent me. See, so there's more than one or two vowels within the Hebrew. Right? Now, of course, the Hebrew, in its basic sense, it's just the continental of it, because the people understood the vowel, the pointing of it. It's like writing shorthand. To a degree, the Hebrew that we have Masoretically is shorthand. Thus, the need for the pointing, the voweling. Now, is all of the voweling in every place undisputed? No. There's certain places where the voweling is disputed, or in certain areas where through an alternative pointing, another sense of revelation even can be brought out. So here's where the kare and the kati, the kare and the kati, this is speaking of the kare and the kati, this is a little additional reasoning here, especially for the Talmudim, for disciples, dekam ez amorit, for those who truly are seeking, hopefully they can find within this that which they need and will bless their understanding, their understanding, and their overstanding. So here in the third verse where it reads, the plow was plowed up on my back, they made long their furrows. So does the word or the term le ma'enotam, is it ma'enotam, le ma'enitam? Now the ketiv, what is written, is le ma'enotam, le ma'enotam. Now le ma'enotam brings out the sense that we have in the translations generally as their furrows. But then we have the kere, what is said, ma'initam. Now see, it's the ma'initam and the kere that we should pay attention to, because already the translators generally in the translations, KJV, will generally translate the kati, generally speaking, right? Unless they check with the Septuagint, because the Septuagint is important, because the Septuagint, which was translated from even an older form of the Hebrew, we have, in many cases, the more accurate bringing out of the kere kativ, where we can see, okay, though it is written, katav, it's written like that, it should be said like this. For example, we have the N-word, right? If we say the N-word as nigger, it seems to be a pejorative. Nigger is a pejorative. But by many who say nigga. Now notice, nigga is said to be said in, it can be a pejorative sense as well, but generally it's an affectionate sense by this people who have suffered in the very same sense as we have the sufferers within Mizmor Kof Kaf 8. It's a sufferer's plea. So here is a interesting kere ketiv. So even in the kere ki, Hebraically, we can see the identity of who we be as the once lost, now found, black and brown sheeple, the people of the Bait Yisrael. That kere ketiv. Nigger, nigga. Right? Little slight difference in pointing right there. Right? Even in other words, we use this as just a main, you know, a main is a red flag example, but we use it as a main red flag example. Gets one's attention. You want to understand. Right? Difference between nigger and nigga. Right? Nigger is like, oh, you racist. Nigga is like, well, what you mean? You know, we have to feel like the spirit. Notice that right there. When the word nigga, like being said like that, the first thing we check for, those who are able to check for, is the spirit of it. And what spirit, and what sort of breath did this person say it? Because in a certain sense of saying the word nigga, right, amongst those who receive such, it can be taken in a complimentary. That's my nigga. Yo, that's my nigga. Nigga. Right? Now, if I say, well, that's my nigger, that's my nigger, it's like, I'm saying that's my slave. If I say that's my nigga, I'm saying I could be saying that's my homie right there. You understand that particular nuance difference. So let us not bemuse ourselves that it's only in the English that we can make these differences and distinctions in how words are said, right? That as we study the Hebrew, Hebraically, we also come across this same connection in the nuances, right? The nuances. And what's important is, as Rav Shaul, or the Apostle Paul, I think it was Paul that said that, you know, not the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law. See, Paul was familiar with that, right? Being a Yehudi, being a Jew in that sense, and studying under Gamaliel, one of the ancient Rambam, or of the Rabbim, of the scholars of Torah, right? So here's where we get even a connection with even the Midrash on the Tehillim, the study of the Psalms, because many of the Midrashes are very old. Now, there's latter-day commentaries of rabbis who are not necessarily of our people, right? Speaking of ethnic Yisrael, but many of the ancient commentaries are of our people, right? Are of our people, and there is that connectivity right there. Let's not forget that Robeinu, Yeshua is our rabbi, because it was the Talmudim, the disciples, that were first called Meshachim. Meshachim. I think it's pointing as Meshachim, or Messiahites. Those are the Messiahs. In the common language, or the language of the Greeks and the popular, like English is popular today, well, Greek was popular then. So you have many Hebrews, but then if you ask them concerning Hebrew, many of them will say, well, they really don't know Hebrew like they would like to know it, and like they probably should know it for who they say they be. This is why this is an important study for us in the LOJ society, right, for the disciples of Talmudim. So once again, right here to this particular point, because this needs to be kind of brought out right here, right? So what's the translation of this? The general translation is, the plow was plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. Now, I think it was the KND, Kyle and DeLeach, that said this right here. Elsewhere, it has been said that the enemies have driven over Israel, have driven over Yisrael. And we have this here in Psalm 66. Is it 66? 66 at verse 12. Hirkavta enosh li roshenu banu ba'esh u ba mayin wa totsi enu la revaya, modern Hebrew, la revaya, or in the ancient Hebrew, la revaya. So the translation, KJV, is, thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but thou, I, brought us out into a wealthy place. Hirkavtai no shaliroshenu banu baisha uabamai watotsienu la rewaya. Alright, so here we have this connection here, or have that the enemies have gone over its back. The enemies having gone over Yisrael, Israel's back. And we have this here in Isaiah 51 and 23. But I will put it into the hand of them that afflict thee, who have said to thy soul, thy psyche, our collective feminine as our soul, our psyche, bow down that we may go over and thou hast laid thy body as the ground and as the street to them that went over. So we have here, Wisamatiha b'yad mogayik asher amru le nafshek shechi we na ebora we na ebora wa ta simi ka aret gerek some say or gewake we kahut la obrim, right? So we have this sense right here, just in connection with today's song. This is what Kyle and Deleach, we pointed to Deleach, his commentaries and his Hebrew scholarly work. So here, on these verses here, verses 3 to 5, it says, elsewhere it is said that the enemies have driven over Israel in Psalm 66 verse 12, or have gone over its back in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 51, 23. Here, the customary figurative language, right, that we have in Job 4 and 8, bringing out Job 4 and 8 right here, where the English says, even as I have seen, they that plow iniquity and sow wickedness, ratchetness, reap the same. Even as I have seen, they or them that plow iniquity, antiquity, and sow wickedness, ratchetness, reap the same. Kasha raiti chorshei aven, or chorshei aven, with zorei amal, yikaseruhu, they reap the same according to what I have seen. Kasha raiti, those or them that plow iniquity, Chorshe Awain, those who plow iniquity with Zor Amal and sow trouble, and they sow wickedness, they sow Amal with Zor Amal. Yikaseruhu, they will reap him. So we have Chorshe Awain in Job, Eob 4 and 8, and that's to be compared with Hosea 10 and 13 that reads, ye have plowed wickedness, ratchetness, ye y'all have reaped iniquity, ye y'all have eaten the fruit of lies, because thou didst trust in thy way, in the multitude of thy mighty men. Seems like a commentary on these latter days and times. Here we have Kirashtem Resha Avlata Kisartem Ekaltem Pri Kahash Ki Batahta Bidarekeka Biro Giboreka, in the multitude of your Giboreka, the multitude Berov Giboreka, in the multitude of your mighty men. So we have this verse as well, connected with today's psalm. Ye have plowed wickedness, ratchetness, ye have reaped iniquity, ye have eaten the fruit of lies, because thou didst trust in thy way, in your way, in the multitude of thy mighty men. So them trusting in their way, but not in Yahweh. Now this is extended to another figure of hostile dealing,
with today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf 8, with Psalm 129. This is extended to another figure of hostile dealing. Without compassion and without consideration, they ill-treated the stretched forth back of the people, of Jah people, even we, the once lost, now found black and brown people, who were held in subjection as though it were arable land. So here the analogy, the figure, the word picture is connecting the downpression of the people, of Jah people, right, with the land, the connection with the land, and without restraining their ferocity and setting a limit to their spoiling of the enslaved people, even we, the enslaved people. Now this matches perfectly when we start to get into, well, what is the correct translation, and what is this kare kati, right, between the le ma'inotam and le ma'initam. Right? Is it their furrows, their acres, the acres, to say the acres, the arable land, ma'enotam, or is it ma'enitam? Is it really the ma'enitam? And what would be the bringing out of the ma'enitam? Right? They made long, he'eriku, le ma'enitam. They made long their downpressing, their depression, because taking it to the word ma'anna, right, to its root, the anna, it means to afflict. They made long their affliction. They made long their affliction. But in a wonderful turn of speech, right, with the le ma'enotam, which refers to like an acre. The only other place in the scripts, I think it's 1 Samuel 14:14, we have the same word, right? We have the ma'inna. The ma'inna is connected with a furrow. So ma'inotam would be furrows, the furrows, to really more correctly, the acres of land. Because the word for furrow is tillin. This is why we go through this, because we say, well, they made long their furrows. We get the idea. But there's even a deeper idea that's being missed unless we study it. So without restraining their ferocity and setting a limit to their spoiling, to the Goyim, the Gentiles, the nations, right? White Anglo-Saxon Protestants, their spoiling of the enslaved black and brown Hebrew and Israelitish people, right? And country, speaking by extension to Africa and even east of the river now, they drew their furrow strip. They drew their furrow, the furrow, like the furrows, those grooves, those gashes made in the ground. So we have ma'enitam, according to the kare, right? Ma'enotam, right? According to the kare, ma'enotam, right? So according to the kare, it's ma'enitam, what it said. According to what is written, is ma'enotam, which brings out the ma'enotam. This here brings out the sense of furrows, to say the acres of arable land. Right? In other words, we can spoil this people just like new ground. From this people, we can, you know, once again, put our plow in this people, the lost sheeple of the Bayit Yisrael, and we can get something out of it. We can use and spoil black and brown people. This is what it's saying here. But ma'inna does not signify the furrow. Ma'inna does not signify that. So when we refer to 1 Samuel 14:14, we can understand that in 1 Samuel 14:14, bringing this up right here, it says, 14:14, it says, and that first slaughter that Jonathan and his armor bearer made was about 20 men within, as it were, an half acre. The word acre, ma'inne, a half ma'inne of land. Now italicized as which, right, a yoke of oxen might plow. But now the correct reading of the verse, and that first slaughter
that Jonathan and his armor bearer made was about 20 men, within, as it were, an half acre of land. A yoke. See, a yoke. If you're looking at this in 1 Samuel 14:14, in a good KJV Bible, it no doubt will say, which, a yoke, and an italicization of oxen might plow. Which of oxen might plow? But the word there is just a yoke, right? Watahi, ha-maka, ha-maka, ha-rishona, asher, hika, yonatan, we-no-se, kalayo, k-esarima-ish, k-bachitsi, k-bachitsi, about a half ma'inna, a half acre. Emed sade. Emed sade. Now, eme is a couple, a yoke, a peer. I like to say like a yoke of oxen. Sade, right? Sade is a field. So, more bringing it out, it would be to say, according to half a ma'inna, half a acre, that oxen, like a half an acre of the field, half an acre of the field. So the connection here is definitely with the process of creating those furrows, but it's not literally a furrow. So here Kyle and DeLeach brings this out correctly, right? It's like even the Arab word is, they have ma'inat, ma'inat, a strip of arable land that the plowman takes in hand at one time, at both ends, of which consequently the plowing team, the Emet, always comes to a stand, turns around, and plows a new furrow, begins to plow a new furrow. So that process of plowing the new furrow, right? The ma'inna, the acre, that section, right, of the sade, of the field, that he takes the emed, the peer of, or the yoke. When it says yoke, it's not a literal physical yoke, but it's speaking about emed, these being double twins, like oxen. Right? So what happens is that the connection with even the Arabic term ma'inat, right, for ma'ineh, a strip of arable land that the plowman takes in hand at one time, at both ends of that, consequently the plow team, the team, the tzemet, always comes to a stand, always comes to a stand to a particular point, turns around, and begins to plow a new furrow. So we have the word anna. The word anna also to bend. That sense of to bend, to turn, to bend, to turn. It is therefore they drew their furrow turning long, their turning long of the counterfeit so-called supremacy, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant so-called supremacy. Now, here we have in the Hebrew the dative of the object instead of the accusative with the he fell, right? As in some other verses in the PL and the Kal, we can get into that particular detail. Righteous is Yahweh, right? Jehovah, right? This is a universal truth that has been verified in the present circumstances. He have cut asunder the cords of the ratchet, as we have in the next verse, cutting asunder, also comparing with Psalm 2 and 3. Here, however, it is suggested by the metaphor that we have in Psalm 129 here at the third verse, and we have in Job 39 and 10. In Job 39 and 10 it says, "Canst thou bind the unicorn with his band in the furrow, or will he harrow the valleys after thee?" Hetikshar, hetikshara, rain, Bittelem. See, there's a word, Bittelem. In the furrows, Bittelem. Evoto. Evoto. Im. Ye. Sadeda. Imakim. Achereka. Achereka. After. After you. Can you hold the wild ox in the furrow with his harness? With his harness. Or will he till the valleys after you? Can you hold the wild ox in the furrow with his harness? Hetik shara rain bitelem iboto ima yisadeida imakim achreka. It's a question. Imakim achreka? Achreka? You know, asking question. Can you do this? KJV said, canst thou bind the unicorn, which is the rain, the wild ox, with his band in the furrow? Or will he harrow the valleys? In other words, will he harrow? To harrow, 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 right? Harrow, like to break the clods, to break up the grounds of the valley after thee. So here we have the connection right here, right? Anuk, right? With that, they held Israel bound. This is how Israel is held bound. From that, that has just been experienced, Israel, the Tsar of El, the Prince of El, the Almighty, Yashar El, the Upright of the Almighty. Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, derives the hope that all Zion's haters, all of Zion's haters, the haters of Zion, even the African Zion, Zion. Now this is a newly coined term, Zion's haters, for the enemies of the Haimanot, the living faith of Yisrael. The living faith, sometimes referred to as religion, but the living faith of Yisrael, they will be obliged to retreat with shame and confusion. So here, just bringing out this a little bit more, as we was going through, we said, okay, we should share this right here. There's two readings of it. One would be making their furrows long, right, making their furrows long, lima enotam, and then we have the kere lima enitam, making the ana, making the down pression long, because from the root, right, the H6031, which is the root of the H60, right, the H60, what we have, no, it's H4618, ma'inna. Ma'inna, coming from the root, the H6031, Anna. Anna is like to be occupied, to be busy with, but it also has a sense of to afflict, to oppress or to downpress, to humble, to be afflicted, to be bowed down, right, to be low. It's bringing out the sense, this will bring out the ideal sense of downpress. They made long their downpression. They made long their downpression. They're looking down on us. They're browbeating I and I. They're wasp supremacy over I and I to depress, to beat down, to afflict, to debase. But this is taken in the dual sense connected with Al-Gabi, Kharshu, Khorshi.